the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, February the 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The White House timeline on the handling of Rob Porter in dispute. Also on today's rundown, the Trump budget signals trouble for the hungry as well as the environment. Consumer watchdogs warn a vote in Congress could spread predatory loans, and a Valentine's Day warning about your heart. Now our top story, FBI Director Christopher Wray contradicted the White House account of its handling of the domestic abuse allegations against former Trump aide Rob Porter. And The Hill reports that set off a new round of controversy. In testimony on Capitol Hill, Wray said the FBI delivered its first report on Porter to the White House in March of 2017. That's months before officials said they first learned about problems during his background check. Wray then testified that the Bureau administratively closed the file on Porter last month. The Hill notes that undercut claims by the White House that the background check was still ongoing at the time the allegations surfaced publicly. But at Tuesday's White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders told reporters Wray's testimony did not contradict the White House timeline because she said the White House personnel office was still dealing with Porter's case. Sanders says that process was still ongoing when Rob Porter resigned. This week's budget proposal by the Trump administration increases defense spending and cuts social safety net programs, which advocates for lower-income Minnesotans say is no surprise. Lori Stern reports on one aspect of those cuts that could hit Minnesota especially hard.
More than 600,000 Minnesotans benefit from SNAP and could be affected, according to Colleen Moriarty with Hunger Solutions.
He's willing to back cutting food to the poorest people in our country to come up with enough money to pay for his tax bill and to pay for additional money that would go to the military.
The proposal would also cut subsidies to housing and health programs that benefit the poor. President Donald Trump says it would make government more efficient and promote self-sufficiency and hard work.
Meantime, Andrea Sears tells us that proposed cuts to the EPA would put air and water quality in Maine at risk, according to environmental advocates.
President Donald Trump's proposed budget would cut funding for the Environmental Protection Agency's budget by 34%, almost $3 billion less than 2017 funding levels. Lisa Pohlman, who heads the Natural Resources Council of Maine, says federal cuts would mean state cuts. Maine's Department of Environmental Protection depends on federal grants, and if the president's budget were enacted, the state would feel an impact.
We rely on federal money to help keep our waters clean, keep toxic chemicals out of the environment, take actions to reduce the threat of climate change. All those kinds of things I'm quite sure will be impacted, not just here in Maine, but all over the country.
Trump has said climate change is not real and that environmental regulations hamper business development.
Pohlman says the EPA's budget already falls far short of what's needed to protect the nation's health and environment, so asking for more cuts is the wrong way to go. Consumer watchdog groups charge that predatory payday lenders would be able to flood the market with sky-high interest rate loans and get around state laws. That if a bill up for a vote in the U.S. House today is signed into law. More on the story from Suzanne Potter.
H.R. 3299, the so-called Madden fix, would reverse a court decision called Madden versus Midland that forbade banks from reselling loans to payday lenders if the loan's interest rate exceeds state limits. Rebecca Bornay with the Center for Responsible Lending says this bill would legalize what she calls a rent-a-bank scheme.
It would permit non-bank predatory lenders to partner with banks, even superficial partnerships, in order to take advantage of banks' ability to preempt state law.
15 states and Washington, D.C. have laws that cap interest rates on short-term payday-type loans and dozens more cap rates on longer-term loans. Supporters of the bill say that the current rules have hurt the loan resale market and ultimately limit consumers' access to credit. Bornay says if this bill makes it past the House and Senate, it stands a good chance of being signed into law because President Trump's pick to lead the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney, has said he wants his agency to reevaluate the payday lending rule finalized under the prior director who was appointed by President Obama.
And so really every signal that they're sending is saying that they want to give payday lenders a free pass.
And finally, as many celebrate Valentine's Day today, some people are head over heels in love, while others experience heartache. Veronica Carter tells us that leads to the question, can you really die of a broken heart? According to some experts, the answer is yes.
Broken heart syndrome can even be fatal, says Dr. Don Buckland. It's when the heart gets a shock from extreme stress or sadness and doesn't beat very well. Buckland says symptoms mimic a heart attack and include chest pain, shortness of breath, and irregular heartbeat.
Your heart is overwhelmed by all those stress hormones, all that cortisol and adrenaline and everything pumping through you when you're angry and sad. Your heart takes a beating for it, and sometimes it tries to just take a break.
He says broken heart syndrome can strike anyone, but mostly affects women over the age of 55, often after a major physical strain like surgery or mental hardship like the death of a loved one.
Treatment of broken heart syndrome may include heart medications, beta blockers or diuretics, plus longer-term stress management. According to the National Coalition for Women with Heart Disease, most patients do make a full recovery within 1 to 2 months. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.